And now an update. Last year, Chairman of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Kenneth Tomlinson hired a consultant to ferret out political bias in NPR and PBS programming. That consultant was hired without the knowledge of the CPB board, an unusual move now under investigation by the corporation's Inspector General, Kenneth Cones. And this week, Cones also agreed to investigate the process by which CPB's new president, Patricia Harrison, was selected, an investigation prompted by charges of, that's right, political bias. Harrison is the former co-chair of the Republican National Committee, which makes you wonder if Section 396 Clause E Part 2 of the Public Broadcasting Act has been violated. It states that no political test or qualification shall be used in selecting employees of the corporation. But if Chairman Tomlinson does find himself in hot water, it won't be for long. His term expires in September. The Washington Post reports that major Republican fundraiser and campaign donor Cheryl Halpern is next in line for the job.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.